Chapter 5. Hard Choices. The next day was Saturday. Pinky didn't want to get up. He had something very hard to do that morning, maybe the hardest thing he would ever have to do in his whole life. After he heard Amanda go downstairs, he sneaked into her bedroom. "Hi, Pretzel," he whispered. "Did you miss me?" He made Pretzel's head nod yes. "I'm supposed to play with Rex today," he told his friend with the curly tail. "But I have to tell her I can't play with her anymore." "Why?" "Because she's a girl, Pretzel. Don't you understand?" He made Pretzel's head move from side to side. "That's because you're a pig. If you were a boy like me, you'd know that you're not supposed to be friends with girls. I mean, it's okay when you're a little kid, but not when you're 7. Pretzel looked at Pinky with blank, button eyes. It was almost noon by the time Pinky was dressed and out of the house. Standing at the end of Rex's sidewalk, he tried to figure out the words he would say to her. None of them seemed right.
"Why, hello there, Pinky," he heard Mrs. Morgan call out.
She was sitting on her front porch, looking through her mail. "My name is Billy now," he told her.
"What's that?"
Pinky went to Mrs. Morgan's porch and sat on the top step. "I said my name is Billy," he repeated.
"Oh, you don't want to be called Pinky anymore?"
Pinky shook his head.
"I see," Mrs. Morgan said. "And why is that?"
"Because I don't like pink," Pinky told her. "And a boy shouldn't have a pink bike. And Pinky is a dumb name for a boy, and a boy shouldn't play with girls."
"My goodness," Mrs. Morgan said. "I had no idea there were so many rules for boys. Imagine if you still did like pink, and you wanted to be Rex's friend. How hard it would be to have to pretend to follow all those rules."
"I don't make the rules," Pinky said.
"Oh," said Mrs. Morgan. "Then who does?"